Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at some idioms about the subject of change, changing from one thing to another thing. Maybe it's a change in the way that you live your life, the way that you work, or maybe a change of attitude or opinion, or maybe it's a change in something, not you, but something else, like a business or a group. So I'm going to give you 10 idioms about change. Let's have a look at the first one, which is a change of heart, to have a change of heart. And this is to move to another opinion or another attitude. And an example sentence here is, I was going to apply for the job, but I had a change of heart when I realized how much I liked my current job. I had a change of heart. I changed my opinion. I changed my mind. The second example is to leave something to the last minute, to leave it to the last minute. And this means to wait until the last possible opportunity to do something. An example sentence, I had to rush my homework as I left it to the last minute. I know that I'm certainly the type of person who leaves things to the last minute. The next example is like a breath of fresh air, like a breath of fresh air. Not easy to pronounce this one, even for a native speaker, like a breath of fresh air, so quite a nice tongue twister. And this is someone or something that makes a refreshing change. For example, the new manager was like a breath of fresh air when he joined, and everybody was impressed with his ideas. The next idiom about change is to shake things up, to shake things up. And this means to make a change or to make changes. An example sentence here is, we normally go to the Italian restaurant, but we decided to shake things up and go to the Chinese restaurant instead. To shake things up. The fifth idiom is new blood. New blood. And new blood is people who enter an organization or a group with the expectation of having new ideas or improving the group. For example, the club needs to bring in some new blood next year to improve the team's chances of winning the title. New blood. Next, back to square one. Back to square one. When you go back to the first step, when the original plan fails, you go back to square one. The first step. For example, the management hated our idea. So unfortunately, we're back to square one. Next, to look at something from a different angle. This means to look at something from a different point of view. An example sentence, we all thought the idea was good, but when you look at it from a different angle, you can understand why some people didn't like it. Okay, three more idioms. The next one, to start from scratch. To start from scratch. And this means to start an activity or process from the beginning. An example sentence, I was training for a marathon, but I got injured after a few weeks, so I had to start from scratch. Next, to make a fresh start. To make a fresh start. And this is to have the opportunity to start something new. An example sentence here is, I always like the start of a new year, because I see it as a fresh start, as an opportunity to start something new, a fresh start. And the final idiom about change is to turn over a new leaf, to turn over a new leaf. And this means to change the way you act, to behave more responsibly. For example, since becoming a father, he's really turned over a new leaf. Okay, so there you have some idioms about change. which you can start trying to introduce into your everyday English, and hopefully you'll be able to understand when a native speaker uses these expressions. That's all from me for today's podcast. If you're interested in taking English classes with me online, or if you have some ideas for the podcast, then please send me an email. You can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.